This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Leonel Garces. Date of birth is June 27, 1968. Case ID number is 363-6580. Date of exam, January 24, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. A Social Security questionnaire dated 2022 and specifically dated 5/2/2022. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old divorced male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteoarthritis, diabetes mellitus, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, and obesity. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2022, where he worked with construction and maintenance work for 26 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house by himself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, osteoarthritis, number two, diabetes mellitus, number three, hypercholesterolemia, number four, hypertension, and number five, obesity. History of allegations, number one, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2017, he started to develop back and buttock pain secondary to osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. He says x-rays were performed and his condition was confirmed with a physician. He received approximately 4 steroid injections into his buttock area for the inflammation. He denies any fractures or surgeries performed. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 15 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. He's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top at this time. The claimant has no assistive devices that he uses, and his physician is Dr. Curtis Maynard. At the present time, he does very little physical activity, and he is presently taking cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams, POQD, leflunomide, 20 milligrams QD, prednisone, 5 milligrams QD, pregabalin, 150 milligrams BID, Infectra, 100 milligrams Q, 6 weeks, hydrocodone/APAP, 7.5 milligrams/325 milligrams BID, and folic acid, 1 milligram QD for his condition. He states that the medications are helping him, and he does feel some relief. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, but no blurred vision or weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does have some mild neuropathy of his hands and feet. The claimant checks his blood glucose level once per week and does not know what his last blood glucose level was or what his hemoglobin A1C was, but states that he was told that his condition is stable and doing well by his physician. At the present time, he is on Ozempic, 1 milligram Q-week, metformin, 850 milligrams BID, pioglitazone, 15 milligrams QD, steglatrol, 5 milligrams QD, and appears to be doing stable with this regimen. Allegation number 3, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2018, he was diagnosed with a high cholesterol level. He denies any cerebral vascular accidents or myocardial infarctions and is presently taking Prevastatin 40 milligrams POQD. He was told that his cholesterol level was normal, and he has continued to take the medication. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2020, he was having occipital headaches, but no chest pain, shortness of breath, or blurred vision. He also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, as well as no nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 148 over 95 mmHg. He is presently taking amlodipine 10 milligrams QD, potassium chloride 10 milliequivalents BID, losartan 100 milligrams QD, metoprolol 50 milligrams QD, and metolazone 2.5 milligrams QD as a diuretic. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Number 5, obesity. The claimant states that since 1980, he has always had a problem with his weight. His BMI at this time is 50, and he states the most that he has ever weighed is 340. He states that since he's been taking the Ozempic, he has started to lose weight. He denies any surgeries and has been placed on a low-carbohydrate diet, which appears to be helping him. He is presently on no other medications for weight loss, but appears to be progressing well with the Ozempic that he is taking. Family history. His father died at the age of 80 from cancer of the prostate. His mother died at the age of 68 from COVID-19. Medications, cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams QD, potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalents, BID, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams QD, leflunomide, 20 milligrams QD, for rheumatoid arthritis, prednisone, 5 milligrams QD, amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, Ozempic, 1 milligram Q week by injection, Inflectra, 100 milligrams Q 6 weeks, Prevastatin, 40 milligrams QD, prednisone, 5 milligrams QD, pregabalin, 150 milligrams BID, metformin, 850 milligrams BID, pioglitazone, 15 milligrams QD, losartan, 100 milligrams QD, metoprolol, succinic, 50 milligrams QD, steglatro, 5 milligrams QD, metolazone, 2.5 milligrams QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, hydrocodone / Tylenol, 7.5 milligrams / 325 milligrams BID, folic acid, 1 milligram QD. Medical problems, hypertension, benign prostatic hypertrophy, rheumatoid arthritis / osteoarthritis, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, hypercholesterolemia, diabetic polyneuropathy, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, obesity, major surgeries, exploratory laparotomy in 1973 after being run over by a car, secondary to abdominal trauma. Social history, tobacco. The claimant states he smokes 2 to 3 cigarettes socially. Alcohol, he states he drinks only socially at parties. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He has used marijuana, but the last time he used it was in 1995. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit. Height, 5 feet, 8.5 inches. Weight, 324 pounds. BP, 148 over 95 mmHg. Heart rate, 111 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. BMI, 50. General. This is a 54-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to mild hypertension. He also is a morbidly obese male who appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HENT? The third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal, with the right eye having a blurred fundi. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were decreased. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, and confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/50, and pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does have glasses, but he doesn't wear them. Could you please drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, there is a 18-centimeter midline vertical surgical scar of the abdomen where a exploratory laparotomy was performed when he was a child. Could you drip to extremities? No clubbing, but cyanosis was noted of the left lower leg. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant did have some pitting edema. Calves were mildly tender, but the Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant does appear to have peripheral vascular disease of the lower extremities. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence? Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes were the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflex bilaterally. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have some tenderness of the knees. There was joint swelling noted, along with some deformity of the lower extremities, secondary to peripheral vascular disease and edema. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and but decreased sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees with osteoarthritis noted. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with minimal difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels, but was unable to walk on his toes, and was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, secondary to morbid obesity. Assisted devices. The claimant requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Could you drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the lower extremities, with some mild osteoarthritis noted by physical examination of the knees. The claimant is able to heel and tandem walk, but is unable to toe walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some fatigue secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondarily mostly to morbid obesity and arthritis. Probable diagnoses: osteoarthritis / rheumatoid arthritis. Being treated at this time appears to be fairly stable. Grossly normal physical exam at this time. Number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus - being treated at this time. The claimant has been told that his levels are normal and he is well controlled. Number three, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time. The claimant has been told that his levels are normal. Number four, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 148 over 95 mmHg, which is borderline high. Number five, morbid obesity. BMI was 50, which is very high. The claimant has been treated with diet and Ozempic and appears to be losing weight and progressing well in his condition. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Leonel Garces.